Go ahead.
We can call the meeting of the Community Services Committee. We have three members present, and I think we're expecting at least one other. We have a very short agenda this afternoon. We have one item for discussion and...
You want us to read the minutes?
And a review of the minutes, approval of the minutes, and then we have one referral. I'll entertain a vote for review and motion to approve the minutes.
Hold on, let me just read.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I move that we approve the minutes of February 2.
Okay. 2-3. I'm sorry. 2. 2-2. Right.
So moved, and I need a second.
Second.
Okay. Been moved and seconded.
All in favor?
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. And so the next item, Mr. Orris, do you want to come and join us
here?
We're such a large group today, so...
Sit here, if that's okay.
Oh, please sit with us.
Yes, please.
Estranged.
That way we wouldn't have to move the tape recorder.
I have to shout, one or the other. You were looking for an update on our health commissioner situation?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Well, maybe you don't all know. I think you all do know that Patsy Yang has taken a position with New York City. She is going to start there on March the 12th. We have asked her and Commissioner Grant Mitchell over the next few weeks we haven't made a determination yet, but to look at the feasibility of eventually merging health and mental health. Not with a direction that we're going to do it, but just to see what areas are in common. That's number one before she leaves. We are going to, I shouldn't say we're going to because we haven't made this commitment yet, but in all likelihood, we are going to be conducting a national search unless somebody emerges from the shadows in the next 4 or 5 days that's here, that's qualified. As many of you know, the specifications for a health commissioner are very specific. There are requirements that they be a medical doctor as well as have a master's in public health. And
You can get a waiver.
Well, you can get a waiver, but I think we are not necessarily looking. We would like to find somebody who fits the bill, without the necessity necessarily go for a waiver. So we will be reaching out through a process to see if we can find a search firm to conduct a, I don't know about nationwide search, but certainly a Northeast Corridor search to see if we can find an appropriate candidate. We had a meeting this morning with Dr. Aspros, who, is that how you say his name?
Mm-hmm.
Chairman of the Board of Health. We are going to seek the input of the members of the Board of Health on that, and if you folks want to have somebody in on that process.
I'm a member of the Board of Health.
Okay, so maybe you should be one of their representatives.
Yes.
As well, and then as we bring the candidates in and go through a screening process, we would certainly want to have the Board of Health and the legislature active in going through that. Make sure we find somebody that once we present it to the board, we're going to get unanimous support for.
Can I ask just a recruiting question? Do you think that a search firm would be a better way of doing it than just, for instance, putting a...
No, that's how we're going to do it.
I know.
Okay.
I'm saying, do you think this is the best way to do it, or just... Perhaps I know that there are journals that the physicians and the public health physicians will read that, I'm in terms of the pool, I think the pool all gets the same information.
Well, I think that we have not done that, but we have tried to get the word out. In fact, I was just upstairs in a meeting. We had a number of the CEOs from the hospitals that are in Westchester County, and we obviously put the word out to them, and we said, if you know of any candidates that might fit the bill, please, let them know. So that's why I said we are committed to a search firm, but we haven't engaged a search firm yet, and if some candidate or candidates come forward in the next week to 10 days before we have that search
before you engage the firm.
Yeah, we'll forego that, but I mean.
Yeah, I was just thinking that if you put the ad in, for instance, a Journal of Public Health,
yeah,
that would probably serve the same, you know, the same kind of thing. It'd probably be a lot less expensive.
Well, it would probably be a little bit less expensive, but I think what we're looking for is a professional type person to vet some of the applicants, so that we're not bringing a lot of people here or in that you know.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Is there a reason why you're not simply negotiating with Dr. Mitchell?
No. He could certainly apply for the position. He's got the qualifications.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'm not sure he does.
Oh, okay, maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
The issue, I think, that was discussed by the Board of Health was, I mean, there are there's more than just an MD as a qualification.
Correct.
And it seems, at least, what Patsy was able to share with us was that Dr. Mitchell has the MD because he's a psychiatrist, but he doesn't have the public health expertise that tends to be required in this. This is not a hands-on health department that's out there, you know, giving people shots and looking down their throats.
Let's just say there's a 40% premium of the first year's salary.
Just note that Mr. Testa has joined.
Yes, hi, thank you.
Which at $150,000 is a $60,000 cost, plus any relocation, plus any anything else that goes on. It strikes me that that's a fairly serious sum of money these days. Maybe it wasn't a couple of years ago. That's what just comes to my mind.
Mm-hmm. Plus, in our budget, it's only budgeted for each
one
is only budgeted for
right.
6 months.
Well, I would say this. Right now, we're saving money. Because we haven't had a health commissioner since January 1st, that which was in the budget. Patsy is going to be leaving March the 12th. We are looking at somebody to be the interim acting to run the department day to day on a time that's going to come from internally.
We have no deputy commissioners within the Department of Health at this point because Patsy's job is unfilled.
No, there are deputies.
They had others. Yeah.
There are deputies. They're not a first deputy, though, let's say.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wasn't there another deputy who left?
Oh, there's.
There's been a couple.
Before the end of last year?
There was a deputy, I think, that was terminated. I don't think he.
Oh. Lenny.
I think the prior administration terminated.
I see.
Something.
Okay.
Lenny.
I'm just wondering whether the depth of the
well, the bench is a little.
It's thin.
Archibald.
It's thin.
It's thin. But in terms of your. And I think that, you know, we look at the health position as a very sensitive one where you do want to have, you know, a professional person. I think over the years we've, you know, this county, the years I've been here, has always had a very exemplary health department and an exemplary commissioner. You know, we're sorry to lose Patsy. You know, we when she went to tell us that she was leaving, we asked her to reconsider. We really wanted her to stay to manage the department. But having said that, in terms of the money, I think that with the money that we've saved in terms of not having somebody there for it, it's going to be at least 3 months, maybe four, before we get a commissioner. The costs that may be incurred in a recruitment and a bringing somebody here, a relocation, if we have to do that, would be offset by the fact that we went 4 months mm-hmm. without a commissioner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so fair point.
And if they don't have to move from too far away.
Yes. Yeah, like White Plains.
Yeah, exactly.
That's why we're talking Northeast Corridor. Yeah.
Well, that's right. Well, that's
sort of the central part of the county.
I think the Northeast Corridor was more because I think if you talk to people in healthcare, there's a huge difference between New York State and North Dakota.
You know,
definitely.
There's a huge difference between, you know, a county like Westchester than a county like Franklin County in New York, you know. So I think that we're looking for somebody, I think, that has an understanding and an appreciation of a suburban county, you know, the kind of county that Westchester is. And again, that's not to say if somebody comes through the process, you know.
Well, Josh Lipson came up from the city.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the healthcare, our health
Dr.
department.
Edelman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of our.
Adele. And he's still on the Board of Health.
He's on the Board of Health.
Wasn't he a homegrown talent?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And he's,
Well, you understand something. Many of the physicians that are representative in New York City come from Westchester. So.
It's might be nicer for them to stay here.
It sounds like the county executive is on top of this. I was just looking for a few bucks to save. I'm channeling my inner George Orwell.
He's sending you guys countless opportunities to do that.
That's my inner George Orwell, okay. I'm telling you.
Yeah, we're all channeling you now.
John, do you have anything that you'd like to add, Mr. Tester?
Just that it's a shame that she's leaving, as George said, and I was very impressed with her when we interviewed her. I didn't know her, obviously, being new, as the other legislators knew her already.
Yeah, she has a...
She's been here 20 years.
Yeah, she has a great reputation statewide. Mm-hmm. And she probably better than anyone understands a lot of the ins and outs of some of the regulations and mm-hmm. payments and that stuff, which is so Byzantine to so many of us. That
they've been after her for a long time.
Yeah, they have.
I mean, they kept sweetening the pot, mm-hmm. knocking and knocking and knocking. She's going to be in charge of
New York City.
She will be the deputy commissioner of health.
She's going from a department of about 400 to a department of 4,000.
And she will be in charge of a budget of $1.7 billion just for the health department.
So it's kind of an offer at her station in life.
She lives in the city.
It's a career opportunity that
it's
hard to pass up. Sort of like what happened to me.
Oh, my goodness.
Now that's a stretch, too.
George, you got kicked upstairs. Just teasing.
Or you got kicked up then kicked down.
That's true.
Well, that's true. Absolutely.
Okay. Is there anything you need to add?
No, I don't think so. Unless you guys have any other questions.
All right, but everybody's feeling okay about...
Well, yes and no. We don't want to go through the summer without a health commissioner, you know. I don't think there's any need for panic now, but, you know, we're going to make somebody interim acting. That leaves us a little thin below. One of the things that Patsy was extremely good at was the administrative end of things as well. So when we look for this commission, we need somebody who's got the clinical experience, all kinds of other experience, and either has to be a good administrator, or we may have to look at something else so that we have somebody there who
take a look at the Board of Health, our Board of Health. We have a new member who was the Deputy Commissioner of Health for Stockbridge, Massachusetts. He's living in New Rochelle now. And he's the New Rochelle representative on the Board of Health. Steve
Baker?
No, Bob. That's Bob Baker.
Oh, Bob. I thought Baker was from New Rochelle.
He is.
Okay.
He represents, this was just a non-municipal person, I think. Or no, me? I don't remember. At any rate, he's on it, and he's got an incredible CV.
What?
I think he's been in to speak with Rob already.
Okay.
Could I ask that, how does your committee feel about you coming back, say, in mid-April and giving us some sort of progress report?
Fine with me.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Rather have this and read it in the newspaper.
Thank you.
Well, yeah.
Thank you.
Okay. We have one referral from Legislator Ryan, the fatality report.
I think this falls into the receive and file.
Well, you know what we have done? I mean, have you read it?
No, I haven't read it yet.
If I may suggest, one of the things that I know Lois had done before I did it, mm-hmm. Read it and see if it warrants the attention, or if it raises any red flags.
Mm. Certainly, I intend to read it.
And then, which you can also do, we will receive a number of these throughout the year because it's mandated that they forward these.
They keep us informed.
And I think this was one that it normally goes to the chair of the legislature, and I think his was from one that didn't come through before. Sometimes you can do a couple at once.
Yes.
And also, even we've had the Fatality Review Board come in and speak, which, I mean, they have to be very careful about what they say, but
do a comparison with this one against mm-hmm. the last one and see if there's any drastic changes and that sort of thing.
Well, what it is it's specifically every fatality that they've somehow that goes to the Office of Children and Family
right,
Services.
Someone under the age of
18,
12 or 14, or whatever it is. And then
it's mandated.
So
it's required. Yeah. And so each one is about a specific incident.
Yeah.
Some of them, there's nothing, but some of them actually do give rise to possible needs for legislation,
mm-hmm.
whether it's choking, whether it's sleeping.
Co-sleeping.
Co-sleeping with your baby and rolling on it and killing it.
And there's been, I think, some recent studies about the increase in child abuse and deaths because of the economic situation. Unfortunately.
Always the stuff we want to talk about.
I know. Fun days like this.
Mm-hmm. Well.
Okay. No one else has any comments. We can adjourn this meeting.
So move.
Wait a minute. I should ask the public. Do you have anything you want to say? Okay. All right. So moved. You need a second?
Second.
Okay.
Thank you.
Adjourned.
To follow up on last night's brief conversation.
Okay, yes, and then we have
a Judy and I had a chat with the chief of staff this morning.
Say it again.
You and I had a